Hi, I'm Tracy Rutherford Self, and I am one of three agricultural mental health specialists in the state of Minnesota.
Tracy, we're here at Minnesota Pork Congress in Mankato this week, and whether you're a crop or a livestock producer, I know that the farm economy has been tough for a lot of folks lately, and certainly that weighs into the stress that a farmer is facing. So how would you describe those current attitudes, those outlooks that farmers are having in the start of 2026?
So we're noticing a lot of stress that's absolutely occurring. And one of the things that we're starting to notice is there's been a pretty substantial uptick in requests for services that Monica, Jenny, and I provide. And a lot of that is related to particularly the financial stresses and pressures that are happening. We know farmers who are in mediation almost doubled during the past calendar year. So when we start looking at what it looked like 2 years ago versus today, we're seeing a lot more pressure on farmers, and they're feeling that pressure, and we're fortunate that many of them are reaching out to us.
What do you want farmers to know when it comes to their own mental health? A way to maybe even do a self-assessment, if nothing else.
Yeah, so many farmers think it's just them. You know, often in farming, you can kind of be with your family, but people don't always want to share their stresses with their family. And then they become isolated because they think, this is just me. It's just happening to me. Other farmers aren't struggling this way. And so often what we need to do is have people reach out just to kind of have that conversation. And while certainly you can do that with one of the mental health specialists, there are other people. And so there's farm advocates you can reach out to. There's the farm stress line. But even if you're like, I'm not ready to take that step, I'm not sure that's where I want to go, confiding in a friend, confiding in someone you have a good working relationship with. If you work with one of the FBM instructors, saying to them, hey, the stress has gotten much higher than I was anticipating. And then either you can maybe talk through some of those challenges with them, or if they feel like, hey, you might benefit from a few extra services, they know how to reach out to us to help connect you as well.
So if you're that friend and someone comes to you, how do you determine if you need to take an extra step or if you're just a listener and that's all?
So I think the biggest thing is, let's talk about just how difficult the circumstances are. If we're noticing a pattern where people are really showing a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, and this is beyond the typical, if they're not sleeping, if they're not eating, if they're starting to self-isolate more, if they're not enjoying the things they used to enjoy, we really want to find a way to connect them to one of the services that we have here in the state. Minnesota does one of the better jobs I've seen in the country of making sure there are so many services available. But I would tell you the biggest thing is you start trusting your gut. So often people are afraid to refer people because they think someone will be offended, particularly when we start looking at things like suicide. Farmers are at much greater risk for suicide and suicidal crisis than the average population, and they're much more likely to die by a suicide attempt as well. So what I tell people is, you know what, always risk it. If your gut says something here just isn't adding up, what I would suggest is you reach out to somebody and they can help. Do I need to make a referral? Do I need to be concerned? It's never up to that person to have to make that decision, but if you have information, find someone who can help make that decision. So again, you can call the Farm Stress Line and they'll say, yeah, that's concerning. Maybe we should help get some resources in. And a lot of times that Farm Stress Line will patch them over to one of the mental health specialists or one of the advocates while you're on the phone, so we can figure out how to best assist the people you're concerned about.
For anyone listening to us now and they want to connect, they want to find these resources, let's mention phone numbers, websites, any way they can do that.
Yeah, so the easiest way is to go to the Department of Ag's website in the state of Minnesota and just look for Farm Stress. There are a couple of web pages there dedicated to how do I reach out, how do I find the lines, who are the people I call, what are the numbers I call. People can always contact the mental health specialist directly. I only know my number, but I'm going to give it to you. So it's 507-514-7057, and you can reach out in a number of ways. For any of us, you can call, you can text. We also have our email addresses online. For some people, that's just easier to do something by text the first time than it is to even make that first phone call. So don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. But again, the Department of Ag website has all the information on farm stress. So if you have any questions, go there and it'll talk you through the process.
I hate to ask about statistics because I feel like it dehumanizes the topic of suicide, but I ask about it because maybe it will open up the eyes of some people that aren't maybe aware of just how serious a farm crisis we're facing right now. Do you have any numbers for the state?
So I know we recently lost two individuals to suicide in the state of Minnesota, but I would tell you the risk is even higher than that. So we're looking at the data that the Farm Stress Network is getting, and we don't have exact numbers on that, but we believe there's been an additional uptick there as well. So as we look at this, the moment I lose one farmer to suicide, it was one too many. To have lost two in the past month or so is a substantive increase. And in each of those cases, people were surprised. They weren't really expecting it. And I can tell you just personally, I've probably gotten five phone calls from potential family members, so wives calling and saying, I'm really concerned about my husband. He just seems like something's really off. And being able to talk through the fact that suicide is such a high risk incidence for farmers, it is one of the highest populations career-wise to actually experience suicide. And if they have a plan, so we start looking at this, suicidal ideation is actually very common. That doesn't necessarily mean it's good or bad, it just means it happens more frequently than people realize. But when I start having a farmer who has a plan, who has intent, who has means, so I'm going to go out into the field and shoot myself, well, that's concerning for me because now we've kind of upped the ante, and that is happening. Farmers are making plans. They often do have access to means just by the nature of the job that they do, and then helping them realize there are other options, and they're without judgment. I spend a lot of time going around the state talking about suicide and what that looks like and how we need to start having more open and honest conversations about it. It's been such a taboo topic, and people feel like, oh, if I tell them, they're going to think I'm crazy. Or if I tell someone I'm suicidal, I could risk losing the farm. What would that mean from a financial perspective? And all of those things are something that we can address. And so Monica, Jenny, and I, just to be clear, provide services free of charge throughout the state. And we can do that in neutral locations, close to home. I go out to farms quite often, so it's not uncommon for me to make a trip out to the farm to see someone in an environment that feels more comfortable for them.
Is there a seasonal component at all? I mean, think about it, it's sometimes isolating in the winter anyway. Sometimes you're talking to your banker about a loan for the, you know, operating loans, things like that. Is there some seasonality here?
So I think the answer to that is both yes and no. I mean, obviously the pressure is pretty constant on farmers in ways I don't think the general population always understands. But right now, tax season, I think, is one of the biggest precursors of seeing an uptick in calls because it's stressful and the financial pieces are stressful. And you're absolutely right. We're looking at tax season and then we're looking at operating loans coming up. And we're still looking at what's happening from a federal government standpoint, payments people are waiting on. So there's a lot of factors. And then just add in the normal stuff. You know, we're in February in winter in Minnesota, and seasonal depression is a real thing because we lack sunlight. So often we see in the summer people feel pretty good because they're outside and they're getting more sunshine. And in the winter, we're seeing things break down because of freezing temperatures, and it feels like one thing after another. So I think winter is a particularly stressful time, but I would also tell you every time is usually somewhat stressful.
Is there anything else you want to make sure we talk about?
So I think the biggest thing is to, again, just tell people they're not alone. That when this is happening, that's one of the biggest questions I get from farmers is, you know, what do you see most often? What are the big challenges? Depression is one of them. Anxiety is another. Things related specifically to, like, succession planning creates a lot of family stress. And then relationship issues, in part just because the nature of the job and the amount of time that you have to spend. So I think when we start looking at what's helpful, even if you don't talk to me, it's finding a way to connect to your community. And whatever your community looks like, if it's a faith community, if it's family, if it's your local banker that you have the best relationship with, just making sure there's someone in your community you're connecting to.
Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for the important work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.